You know, in this channel, we talk a lot about the physical symptoms, the discomfort that comes with these anxiety symptoms. But one of the things that's often neglected is the emotional punch behind them. From your perspective, you're just reacting based on the proportion of emotions that you're feeling. So if you're feeling intense anxiety, you're just responding in intense anxiety. In this video, I want to share with you how you can become less emotionally reactive. What I'm about to teach you in this video is not just going to be applicable to anxiety recovery and your healing journey, but what happens even after your healing journey, once you go back to living. Because anxiety recovery, if you do it right, will make you even a better person, a more stronger, more resilient version of yourself. So with that said, let's get it started. So if you don't know who I am, my name is Sean. We have an anxiety recovery program called Bye Bye Panic. We help people around the world overcome their symptoms, go back to living, and just become stronger versions of themselves. When you're in this sensitized state, when your nervous system is on this constant fight or flight mode, you'll notice that you're more reactive. And there's a big emotional punch behind the symptoms and the feelings you're experiencing. Now, what's going to happen from the outside perspective is you'll have friends and family that are going to be a little bit surprised by how reactive you are. You might even get phrases like, you are just being so emotional. You're being so dramatic. Now, I'm going to show you how to overcome that, but I want you to understand something too. Even when you get better, you might have moments where you're naturally emotionally reactive. People can experience this when they're tired, if you're like me and you're hangry, if you haven't eaten. But when you're struggling with anxiety, it's on a whole different level. Now, the first thing to understand is that when you're in this sensitized state, being emotionally reactive is normal. It's natural. In fact, anybody in your state would be emotionally reactive. And so many people feel like they're just broken, they're unique, they're just extra sensitive, when really it's just, you know, this is the state that you're in. It's important to understand that you're experiencing these emotions and you are reacting in proportion to how you're feeling, and that this is all part of being in a sensitized state. Now, you might be wondering, okay, cool, I'm feeling this, but how do I begin reversing the cycle? I'm going to give you two practical steps, okay? Number one is recognizing that just because you feel the emotion doesn't mean you need to react the same way. So if you are experiencing intense anxiety, that doesn't mean you have to react in panic. What happens is that when you react in panic, it reinforces the cycle. And so just because you feel intense anxiety, just because you experience intense panic or anger or frustration or focus, doesn't mean you have to be doing that. You can choose not to respond. So you can feel anxiety without responding and being anxious, without panicking. There's a difference between feeling panic and reacting in panic. Do you see that? You can experience a panic attack, but that doesn't mean you have to be panicking about a panic attack, if that makes sense. So the first thing to do is recognize that even though you feel these intense emotions, all you need to do is let them pass. What is an emotion? An emotion is simply that, energy in motion. You just need to let the energy pass. You don't need to engage. You don't need to react. You don't need to go with the wave. You just need to let the wave pass through you. As you do that, what you're going to be doing is two things. You're going to be teaching your nervous system that these intense emotions aren't appropriate for this specific situation. And then number two, you're also going to be developing resiliency in your nervous system. It's kind of like going to the gym, right? If you're weak, you go to the gym, you get stronger. So how do you regain that strength in your nervous system? Well, when it reacts that way, you teach the proper response. And that is basically helping it develop resiliency. So that's the first method. Now, the second method, it's this concept of black and white thinking. Have you ever said things like, these symptoms are so unbearable, I'm never going to get better, I am broken? Have you noticed how absolute these phrases are, how black and white it is? And what happens is you might even see this, not with people even struggling with anxiety. You can see this in spouses and relationships where the partner goes, you never do the dishes. You always forget. You never text me. This black and white thinking is one of the reasons that actually not only keeps you in the anxiety cycle, but also leads to a lot of conflict and a lot of emotional reactivity. Now, I'm going to say something that's kind of confronting. If you do this, I want you to realize that you're doing this as a defense mechanism. You're doing this to justify your own emotions. This black and white thinking is very convenient. It's very easy to be mad at somebody when they're never doing this or when you feel like you'll never get better. But what it does is that it prevents you from looking at the nuances of life. Healing isn't black or white. You will feel like you should be at a certain level, but you're not at that level, but you're still making progress. You're going to be operating in this gray area, and it requires you to think where you're at on the healing journey. I'm never going to get better. This is always going to be me. I'm always broken. Why is this always happening to me? Black and white thinking like that, it's just a defense mechanism from you operating in the gray area. And what happens is when you have this black and white thinking, it's very easy to be emotionally reactive. It's easy to be incredibly upset when you feel like you're not getting better at all. When you're feeling like no matter what you do, you can't get better. But when you do an audit, when you investigate your own healing journey, you realize, actually, I am making progress. I'm just feeling anxious right now. Now, when you do that, it's very hard to be emotionally reactive, right? Because you're operating in the nuances. Recognizing that there's two things going on. Number one is how you respond, but also number two is how you are thinking, the behaviors, the thought patterns you're having. What narratives are you telling yourself? This goes so much deeper than just anxiety recovery. You probably have friends, family, loved ones that probably do this black and white thinking. It's a justification to be emotionally reactive. It's a justification for you to respond emotionally. But what happens when you respond emotionally? You revalidate that emotion. And so with that, what happens naturally is you experience more and more of that emotion. Once you get better, once you're living life, once you're healed, once you're enjoying yourself, you will also have moments where you will think like this. And so this is where recovery turns into self-development, where you start becoming a better version of yourself. And you start realizing that it wasn't just your responses that were keeping you stuck in the cycle, but there are certain thought processes and patterns that you have that threw you in the cycler. And it's important to think that these thought processes aren't isolated to healing. That if you had these thought processes in healing, you have other processes like that, other thought processes in other aspects of your life. And so do you want to improve those aspects of your life? Do you want to focus on becoming autonomous of your own destiny in other domains and relationships and career? You're doing it with anxiety recovery now, but once you get that, do you want to see where else you can be making those improvements? This is where you start becoming a better version of yourself. This is where self-growth happens. This is where self-development happens. So I hope this video helps. If you want more resources on how to overcome these symptoms, click the link down below. You can even apply for mentorship where we can guide you ourselves. Again, I wish you the best. I'll see you in the next video.